Why now are you saying that this proposal is suitable for development?
Well, the planning panel provides advice. It provides advice to the minister. The government doesn't always take the advice of a planning panel. It seeks information from them. At the end of the day, someone has to make a decision, and that person is either the council or myself. So in this case, I've made a decision, and we will indeed proceed with the project.
There were concerns with elements of this project. Have they been addressed or readdressed before presented to you?
Well, some of the concerns I'm not necessarily sure I agree with, and that's what it comes down to. Whenever you look at a planning matter like this, there'll be subjective concerns. Some people saying to me, well, it doesn't meet what they interpret as government policy in terms of following along the coast. Well, it's not a linear development. It is, in fact, quite square in its nature, and more the point, the interpretation of government policy, and I use the word interpretation, is coming from people who are indeed not the elected government. The elected government is saying that we believe that this development can be accommodated into the township. There will be a vastly increased rate revenue for the council on the questions you've just asked about services. So there will be a number of key positives for this development for the town. And more the point, we are not proposing, or there has certainly not been any proposition put forward to have some great big gas-guzzling development. This is a 7.5-star sustainable development that can set the benchmark for a range of coastal development, and I think it should be given a chance to proceed.
Minister, I'm really confused by your stance on this, because in opposition, when I have spoken to you about some of the decisions made by the Brumby government and its then planning minister in relation to coastal planning, you indicated that such decisions are best left to the people who know the area, i.e. your local council or local government. Why then are you riding over the top of a decision by people who believe they know what's best for their community?
Well, give me a for instance where I'd said that.
When we were talking about planning in Lake Sentrance, for example, and some of the decisions that have been made in relation to stopping or thwarting some developments at Lake Sentrance.
Because that had been a moratorium that the government had put in place. So that wasn't a decision, that was simply a moratorium that the government had said, we will override everyone and say nothing can happen at any time ever again. And more the point, that had no end date on the moratorium.
But you have told me that it is best left, or the people who know how to make the decisions are your local government, and you would like to have them more involved in the process.
Yes, and you just heard from the CEO who said that the council had been in touch, or indeed with the government, to actually reassess the proposal and indeed make a decision on it, and that's what we've done.
So is this going to be the way that you'll be handling planning from here on along some of these coastal areas?
No, what I've said is that where there are proposals that warrant merit for the government to action them, we will do so. And in a range of areas, such as this one, where I have met in opposition the proponent and in government the opponents, we will listen to everyone's point of view on it before making a decision. We have done that. We have consulted widely before we've made any decision. It's incorrect for anyone to state otherwise.
Why do you like this project?
Because I think it can set a benchmark for residential development, not just in coastal areas, but indeed across Victoria. I mean, here we have a development that will not compromise the primary dune. It will not remove remnant native vegetation. It will be built on farmland, existing former farmland that has been cleared, that can indeed revegetate, provide new habitat for an area, and indeed offer 7.5-star energy rating and dwellings that will be certainly leading this shire in terms of sustainability. So we can provide something that can be a cutting-edge development.
So in its nature of how it will be set up along a coastal areas, could you then build in some of the elements of its development into the state coastal planning strategies or state planning strategies?
No reason why not. As I said, one of the key issues about this one is that it is not on the primary dune and it is not removing native vegetation. So there will be habitat gain in terms of putting forward a proposal that will revegetate what had formerly been farmland, and more the point, as I said, will provide 7.5-star efficiency rating dwellings on site. Now, that kind of stuff is not being achieved in Melbourne, and I think it actually sets a cutting-edge design, and obviously if there's a permit issued, I'll need to be ensure that those dwellings will achieve that rating. And that, of course, is something that can be, as I said, cutting-edge design and cutting-edge dwelling construction.